Newtown, Connecticut has been known for one thing since the shooting there in December. But the town has a long and colorful history, and that's what Daniel Krusen wants people to think about when they think of Newtown. He's the town historian and the author of a new book called Legendary Locals of Newtown, and he joins me in the studio now. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's good to be here.
The town hall in Newtown is named for a legendary local, right? William Edmund was a U.S. congressman and a friend of President John Adams, and he was later Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court. I understand he was also a Revolutionary War hero, right? And he was injured in battle?
Oh, yeah. He had taken a musket ball in the knee and had laid all night on the battlefield before they found him the next day. Now, that wound continued to fester, and at one point the doctors had consulted and said that they'd have to remove his leg due to amputation. And they left their bags there and went off to meeting because it was Sunday. And he ended up operating on himself, opening the wound up, exposing the musket ball and some chips of bone. And then, as in his own words, he said, "I was beginning to feel a little bit faint, so repacked the wound with some lint." And when the doctors returned, he instructed them as to what he wanted them to do. And he saved his leg. They didn't amputate. He walked the rest of his life on two legs, his own two legs, but he did walk with a limp.
The town went on to become a place of great innovation. Some might even say one of the great innovations of modern times came out of Newtown, the tea bag.
Yeah, that's one of the little-known stories that William Upham, who at that point had lived in town, he was originally had set up a factory for packaging food and was casting around for another product. And the story goes that he was down in New York and saw coffee being doled out in specific pre-measured accounts and wrapped in gauze and that were used in some of the hotels down there. And he decided the same thing could be done for tea. So he started to produce, experiment with what he called a tea ball, which was wrapped in gauze. The biggest problem, of course, was that the gauze had a gauzy flavor. And so as a result, he worked with Johnson & Johnson to come up with a filter paper, which is you find now in modern tea bags. And the rest, as they say, is history.
But Newtown isn't known worldwide as the home of the tea bag, right? Why isn't it more famous for that?
Poor PR. That's my job in life, is to be able to tout the virtues of Newtown's tea bag.
And another great innovation, not exactly invented in Newtown, but certainly developed there, was the game of Scrabble.
Yes, we're better known for that. It had been invented by a fellow by the name of Potts from Chicago, who had developed something he called crisscross words. Well, James Bruno took it over and had bought the rights from Potts and then started to develop it. The name Scrabble is James Bruno's, and he developed the rules as they currently stand for the game and then started producing them in Newtown and selling them from there.
How do you see Newtown's future?
It'll take a while to get over the trauma of 1214. There's no question about it. We have a Labor Day parade coming up, and in that it will be dedicated to the spirit of Newtown itself, called We Are Proud Marching Forward, which sort of kind of sets the tone for the future years and the fact that it's time to put this behind us and now start to get into the more positive aspects. And that's one of the reasons why I'm glad the book is coming out now when it does, because now is the time to celebrate the good of Newtown rather than concentrate on its tragedy.
Well, Daniel Krusen, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Daniel Krusen is the town historian of Newtown, Connecticut, and his new book is called Legendary Locals of Newtown.